You're tuned to KUOW. It's The Record. I'm Steve Scheer.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Yesterday on the program, we spoke about Governor Jay Inslee's decision to place a moratorium on the death penalty with Eldon Vale, the former secretary of the Washington Department of Corrections. He participated in three executions in our state. Eldon Vale supports the governor's death penalty moratorium. Today we bring you another perspective from Russ Hauge, who's the Kitsap County prosecuting attorney. Russ, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Governor Jay Inslee has decided to suspend the death penalty, at least under his watch. Why do you oppose that decision?
Well, from a practical standpoint, it doesn't change anything. We have one of the cases now pending. Jonathan Gentry murdered Cassie Holden back in 1988, or was convicted in 1988. And he's actively contesting his conviction. We will have to go on defending his appeals, and rather seeing the end point in the relatively near term. Cassie's family, her father, Frank Holden, now has that end point deferred indefinitely.
And as you point out, this is just a temporary thing that the governor's doing. But he said when he announced it, he wants to create space for a discussion about whether we should continue the death penalty in our state. What do you think about that, Russ Hauge?
Well, I think any prosecutor, any criminal justice professional would say that the discussion's been continuing for a generation. The discussion is going on now and is conducted in the context of every case where the death penalty is considered. It's been considered by the legislature. It's been considered by the people through referenda. And the pretty clear signal that I get is that the death penalty is now the law of the land, and as a prosecutor, we're obligated to seek it in the appropriate case.
So you don't see any reason to reconsider that?
I don't think I can reconsider it. I see absolutely not. The law remains the same. The obligation of the prosecutor in Washington is to execute the laws as passed by the legislature. That obligation has not changed.
You know, one of the things that Eldon Vale told us yesterday was that his experience participating in death penalty and executions really formulated his view on this. Have you ever successfully prosecuted a death penalty case that resulted in execution?
No, I have not. In my tenure as prosecutor going back to 1995, I've considered it in half a dozen cases. I've actually made the decision to pursue the death penalty in one. I made the decision when I was elected to continue pending prosecutions in two. And it is not an easy call, either to consider seeking the penalty, to try the case, to sit on a jury, or to be a member of the staff of the Department of Corrections charged with filling out a sentence. It's not easy, no.
According to the Innocence Project, 18 people have been proven innocent with DNA testing in the United States after serving time on death row, and they would say that's a good reason to go slow or entirely abandon the death penalty. What do you think about that?
Well, we do go slow. Mr. Gentry's case has been pending for over 20 years. We had a DNA when he was first convicted. It was one of the first cases in Washington where DNA was used. It aided the jury in their decision. At his request, it's been retested, the material, and the identity of his victim, Cassie Holden, has been established as, the chances of it being anyone other than her blood on his shoelaces was one in over 100 trillion. So that argument doesn't carry a lot of weight in this case, nor I think in any case in Washington.
You know, another thing that death penalty critics bring up is they say the death penalty is not applied fairly and consistently. Poor people and minorities end up on death row in disproportionate numbers. Do you think that's true?
Well, speaking again just about what happens in Washington, when the death penalty was reinstated in the early 80s, one of the requirements of the law is that our Supreme Court, as part of the appellate process guaranteed to every person convicted under the statute, go through a proportionality analysis and to look at just those kinds of factors. Was there something other than the magnitude of the crime, the absence of mitigating factors, and basically the conduct of the defendant, him or herself, that played a role in the affixing of that penalty? And in all of the cases in Washington, those proportionality analyses have shown that the penalty was applied appropriately.
So you think in our state there's not this disproportionality issue?
I do not.
Russ, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Russ Hauge is Kitsap County prosecuting attorney. We've been talking about the governor's decision to place a moratorium on the death penalty in our state. This is The Record on KUOW Seattle.